Hey, 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 welcome back to the WOA FM 99 radio show. We've been away for a couple of weeks because of the Grammy FYC campaign. The first round ballots were out, and everybody in WOA, a lot of the WOA team are Grammy voters. So we've been busy listening to some amazing songs and voting for great music in different categories. And best of luck once again to all our WOA Records and Studios artists who have made it into the Grammy ballots. I'll just give a shout out to all of them. We got Accidental Martyr, Clark Ford, Storm aka Storm, View19, Nescora, Thomas Michael Link, Mick J. Clark. I hope I haven't missed anyone. Of course, my album, Garage Sessions Volume 1, on my Billboard charting album, which is in the Americana album category. And also Blues Dance, which is in the Best Arrangement and Best Remix categories. So anyway, the voting is closed and we can now just wait and see what happens. We should know, the results of who made it to the second round on the 23rd of November. So fingers crossed, and sending out positive energy to all my friends and my RIP team, Real Indie Project, and everyone I've supported during this campaign. And now I'm going to introduce our wonderful artists for this brand new episode of the WOA FM 99 radio show. A lot of listeners have been writing in, artists have been writing in going, when is the show going back on air? And today is the day, we are back on air. And I must say, before I introduce all the artists and our special In Conversation guests, I must inform all my fans, you know, who listen into my show, that my brand new music video for Blues Dance, which was on the charts in the UK, will be releasing on the 19th of this month, and we're launching it at one of my concerts in Leicestershire. So we're doing a gig in Zoch, UK, which is close to Loughborough, and we're going to release this music video, and you have to watch it. I'm telling you, this is one of the hottest videos I've ever directed and edited. I'm very, very excited for all of you to see this music video. That's the news from my side and from the side of WOA. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce all the wonderful artists on the show today, and today's theme of music, most of the songs, or rather every song, falls into the Americana category, in my opinion. Okay, some might call it, you know, country, some will call it folk, some will call it rock, but I think overall there is a theme of Americana within each and every one of these songs. So on that note, let's kick off the WOA FM 99 radio show. Starting the show for us is Tia McGrath with her song Go Your Own Way. This has a very modern country sound to it, blurs the line between country and pop, and that's what's happening with modern country nowadays. I mean, a lot of country stars are hitting the pop charts, like Taylor Swift and all of these guys. I mean, Taylor Swift isn't even called a country artist anymore. So Tia McGrath is kind of like modern country artist kind of sound, you know, that she's got. So Go Your Own Way kicks the show off for us. And after Tia McGrath, we've got Donnie Leifler Band. I hope I pronounced that name right. The song is called Crazy Girl. The guitar player in Donnie's band really, really reminded me of, or, you know, sounds like all the great country guitar players, you know, but kind of got Brad Paisley came to my mind. And I was like, whoa, I need to tune into some Brad Paisley because I'm missing that guy. So Donnie Leifler Band with the Crazy Girl. It's a very nice song. All you country guys are going to love it. Following Donnie Leifler Band is Fatal Vision with your song Turn Around. Now, this totally took me back to Boston. And I don't mean the city Boston, I mean the band. It just has that sound, that old school rock sound, you know. Again, Americana, you know, to me. Fatal Vision, Turn Around, very epic sounding song. I love it. And the pianos in the beginning, very, very cool. And after that, of course, we've got Mick Orton from the Silvers joining me live in the studio all the way from Arizona, from Tucson, Arizona. Now, Mick is actually from San Francisco, but has just moved to Tucson. Mick's band, The Silvers, is based in San Francisco, and all of them are there. But Mick has been talking to us from Tucson, Arizona, and we've been talking about his music and also life in Tucson, Arizona now, because that's new to Mick. And We get to experience it with him through this interview. It's really cool. And after that, of course, we've got Mick's new song, well, The Silver's new song. It's called Out of This World. Now, this is pure Americana. I just love their music. It just reminds you of the Beatles and all. Obviously, Beatles is not Americana, but it's got that feel. And Mick's a big Beatles fan, so there is that feel of the Beatles in there. And by the way, Mick actually plays a Paul McCartney bass copy of, it's a Hofner or one of those makes, I think. Mick, send us a photo, will you? We'd love to see that guitar. Followed by The Silvers is Lakota. That's the name of the artist, Lakota. And the song is called Silver Eyes. This is pure rock, okay? And it's a female-fronted band. And it just somehow, not completely, but reminded me a little bit of Evanescence. You know, I haven't heard Evanescence for a while, and this kind of took me back there. I was like, oh, it just reminds me of that band. Very cool musicianship on this song. Really cool. And last but not least is Mad No Mad. That's the name of the artist, okay? It's actually Mad Dog, the guy who writes into us, but he calls himself Mad No Mad. And the song is called Ooh La La. Now, this is pure folk, okay? It's folk rock or singer-songwriter feel, that kind of stuff. But again, falls into the Americana genre. And so that's the show for us today. The six breakthrough independent artists that we are featuring. And these are the certified indie songs of the week. Me and Ginger, the studio cat, who is with me right now, are saying good night and enjoy the music.
Little. Silence falls as you close the door. Left with my thoughts and the rain on the floor. And though I know our timing's not perfect, second chance is rare.
My old friend all the way from, well, I was going to say San Francisco, but he's moved to Arizona, and I was going to say LA as well, because I kind of messed up my whole geography with Mick Orton. And it's Mick Orton from The Silvers. Hey, Mick, how are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great. Yeah, we're in Tucson now. I'm in Tucson. The rest of the band is still up in the San Francisco Bay Area.
Okay.
So I have to fly back and forth to do our music.
Wow. And how far is this from, you know, how far is Arizona from San Francisco?
If you're driving, it's about 12 to 14 hours.
Oh, my goodness. You're not driving there, though, are you?
I drove first. I pulled a trailer down with all the boxes of stuff.
Wow.
Then the movers brought down a truckload of stuff over the big, you know, furniture.
Wow.
And then I drove back. I flew back up and then drove my sports car down.
Oh, right.
Which you just heard about when I had that call from the repair shop about the rat chewing on me.
Yeah, let's tell all our listeners what happened to Mick's awesome Mercedes sports car, okay? A rat got into the car and ate his, I think, was it your airbag or something?
No, it was the brake system, yeah. Sensor on the brake system, it said they chewed through the wires of the brakes.
Oh, my Lord. So does Arizona have a rat problem?
Apparently, I didn't know. I know they have lizards. I've seen a lot of lizards. We've seen coyotes walking down the street.
Oh,
I've
nice.
Heard that there are these pigs that are actually related to skunks called habanero or something.
Okay,
it's a Spanish name, habaneros or something like that.
Okay.
And then scorpions.
Wow.
And I haven't seen a scorpion yet. I've seen a roadrunner. So
okay,
we're getting there.
That's amazing. So you live in Tucson now, and is it bigger than San Francisco in terms of how big a house you can get because it's maybe cheaper or more expensive? How does it work there?
Well, it's less expensive to live here in a lot of ways. In fact, everything that we do practically costs less. The house we bought is a little bit bigger than the house we left in San Francisco.
Okay.
And it costs about a third, maybe half to a third of what it costs.
Wow.
Well,
so are you going to set up a brand new recording studio now in your basement?
Well, it's funny you mentioned that. This house has a separate casita,
okay,
which is a separate unit complete with shower, toilet,
wow,
kitchen and everything. And yes, we're using it for the studio in here.
Oh, that's
so
amazing. That's my dream. That's my dream. I want to come to America. You know, I went to Iowa and to Illinois, and there were these...
Iowa?
Yeah, there were these big houses. Are you from Iowa, right, Mick?
Originally from Davenport, Iowa. Yeah, Davenport. Mississippi.
Right. So I was, I was touring the heartland. So we did Iowa, Illinois, and I was in Washington, Iowa, and then Burlington, Iowa, and then Cedar Rapids.
Yeah.
And of course, what's the capital of Iowa again?
Des Moines.
We did a really good show in Des Moines and met some wonderful musicians. And I saw the houses, especially in Washington, Iowa, and they were so big and so little money with basements the size of the house. And I was like, that is what I want for my own private recording studio.
You were not there in the winter, though, were you?
No, I wasn't. No. I was there summer, probably. Is it really bad in winter?
You might change your mind if you go there in the winter.
Is it a lot of snow and everything?
I toured with a band in the 70s. We did a lot of road trips all over the Midwest, and the winter were the worst. So.
Wow. Wow. Does it go minus then a lot?
Yeah, and a lot of snow.
Okay. And speaking of winter and all these different places, let's talk about the Silvers' new single, Out of This World.
Yes.
So, Mick, tell us about the song, will you?
Well, it originally came to me as kind of a, you know, ode to an old girlfriend, like, you know, you're out of this world, you're driving me crazy.
All right.
We don't speak the same language. You sound like you're from Mars. And then it kind of turned into this thing where our animators wanted to do it, where it actually, you know, with the Silver Surf City, the band being stuck in this alternate universe, that the actual aliens come and disrupt things, and they become the bullies in this alternate universe, and we're doing Out of This World.
Oh.
That's part two of a three-part animated series about these aliens coming into this alternate universe. So we're just way out there, you know?
So I also wanted to ask you, because you've got two setups for the Silvers, you know, the band. So you've got your original Silvers, right? And now you have this new Silvers that I spoke to, and we had this wonderful interview back in, I think it was December, way back. and and you guys played and everything. It was really nice. So, and one of them is from the UK originally.
Yes.
Yeah.
Dane is from the UK originally. Now he lives in the Bay Area.
In the Bay Area.
In Novato, which is north of San Francisco.
Nice. So you still have both the bands going, or is it just one band
No,
now?
The new lineup is the lineup. The lineup. It's an album of 11 songs on vinyl.
Oh, wow.
All the music that we've done so far together as a group.
Oh, that's really nice. That's really good. So how's it going to work? Are you guys planning on touring, or is it only going to be recordings?
Right now, we're just going to be recording.
Okay. And what about music videos?
Music videos, well, we're doing the animated music videos, but as far as the band, we did a couple of Zoom-type videos with, you know, the four of us in different blocks, different rectangles.
Right.
And we did those of two of our songs when we first got together. But since then, if I told you about the situation in California, we started talking a little bit about it.
Correct.
Everything is closed down. The venues were real hard and nothing was open because of COVID. And they're very, I don't know if paranoid is the correct word, because COVID is a very serious thing, I know. But it doesn't lend itself to having venues open for live performances as much as... So if they came to Arizona, we'd have plenty of places to play.
But speaking of animated, we've got this wonderful music video, Out of This World, which is based in your alternate universe in that animation series, correct?
Correct. And the characters that are in that are all the new guys. But we're all hiding under a bed, basically, in this new video, because we don't know what to do, because this alien spaceship has come in and created all kinds of havoc. And
okay.
I guess we're chickens, or our animator decided to make us chickens and hide us in the Silver's mansion up under a bed. So that's kind of...
But how do you switch the storyline that, you know, the characters have changed now to the new guys?
Well, because it's an alternate universe, a lot of crazy things happen.
Okay.
And in the animated video, Mick comes back from this weird dream and wakes up, and all the band members have changed. Yeah.
That's amazing. That's really good. You know, I'm so glad you've got this really cool thing going on with the animation series. And I really hope the fans go and, you know, really follow this, because it's wonderful. It almost reminds me back in the day when I was a kid. I was a big fan of the Archies. You know, I'm sure you know the Archie comics.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah, and somehow they had these 2D animation series of the Archies back in the day. And your animator has kind of captured that essence of that that time frame, you know, and I love it. It's really cool.
Yeah, if people go on YouTube and search Silver's Surf City, that'll bring up all our videos, everything that we have.
YouTube.com/TheSilver's Music. And within this channel, you've got Surf City videos.
Everything. A lot of fun to do, too.
I'm sure. Yeah, and with Out of This World, the music video, I think this might really put in a lot of attention for your animated series.
Well, we hope so.
And have you guys tried pushing the animation series to Netflix?
Well, we're trying to get Disney interested, and they seem to be. And then the guys from Lord of the Rings looked at it and thought that it kind of was like the monkeys meet SpongeBob.
Okay.
Because all our animals, you know, are all in our alternate universe, animals and fish all talk and walk on land.
Right.
And they thought, well, yeah, monkeys meet SpongeBob. But then somewhere along the line, they decided they wanted to change the idea and get rid of the band.
Of the band? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, exactly. And I thought, well, why do it then? So we walked away, you know.
Which is why I would suggest Netflix, because you have complete creative control and you could just use that as a platform. So Out of This World, the music video, again, is based in the alternate universe. It's continuation of all your videos. Is correct?
It's actually part two of a three-part series. Part three hasn't been posted yet.
Okay. And can you let me know if Out of This World, the single, is it going to be part of your new album of 11 songs that you're working on?
Yes.
And have you all recorded the album now completely? Is it all done?
It's all done. All mastered. We did it through Doug Diamond, Diamond Disc Music.
Okay.
He's a guy in Nashville that promotes and does placements.
Okay.
Commercials, TV, movies, etc.
And where was the album recorded? In San Francisco?
Yes. Well, in the Bay Area, yes. At a studio in Novato, actually two places. We first went to Kesper Studios in Novato, and then we went to Drew Young Studios in San Rafael, California.
Wonderful. And do you wanna remind us of your band members, the names of your band members?
Of course, yes. We got the guy from England, Dane Bedford Pugh. He plays guitar, lead guitar, and does vocals and has written a couple songs for the new album.
Okay.
So he sings. Then we've got Steve Frack, who plays guitar, keyboards, and accordion. And he has also plays a solo on one of the songs. And he also sings lead on a couple of songs.
Okay.
And then we've got Carl, who Carl Up the Grove. Remember
oh,
that
I
name?
Remember that, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So he's our drummer. And he doesn't sing, but he does play tambourine and cowbell. So he's he's a good, great drummer.
Great.
And then we've got me, who plays bass. And right now I haven't played any keyboards or guitar, but I do the demos with, you know, my own instruments and a sing lead a bit and a lot of backup harmonies.
Great. And have you got a name for the album?
It's called Back to Basics.
Back to Basics.
Because very little overdubbing. So it's mostly live sounding stuff. We decided to go this way because we just, you know, got tired of, you know, all this overly produced stuff.
Oh, exactly. Yeah.
And at this point, we had done quite a bit of stuff that we would not be able to do live. So we decided wanted to put something out that we could actually go out and perform.
Very nice.
Yeah.
And when is the album launching?
Well, I don't know. I need a crystal ball for that one because we need to get it into production. Like I said, it's going to be on vinyl, so that takes a little bit longer.
Yeah.
We're going to do a limited CD run, I believe. So we're thinking either November or December. Dean, our English fella, he did all the artwork for the album. Well, yeah, really nice. He's a very talented guy.
So, folks, if you would like to find out more about the Silvers' Surf City Adventures, okay, you gotta go to YouTube/ The Silvers Music and check out all the wonderful animated series. Oh, before we go, Mick, do you want to plug in your social media links?
Social media links. Everything we do is thesilversmusic.com. So our website is www.thesilversmusic.com.
Mm-hmm.
Facebook/thesilversmusic.
Are you on Instagram and TikTok as well now?
We are, but very little presence there. We don't do much on it. We have an account, but we just really don't populate.
Okay. Yeah. But Facebook is, you're doing pretty well on Facebook as I see.
Facebook,
yeah.
Twitter, and Super. YouTube.
Excellent. Yeah. So, folks, don't forget the Silvers Music on all social media and their websites. And on that note, here is Out of This World.
bitter man. He spoke of women's ways. They'll trap you, then they use you before you even know. For love is blind and you're far too kind. Don't ever let it show. I wish that I knew what I know now. When I was younger, I wish that I knew what I know now. When I was stronger. Such a pretty show. They'll steal your heart away. But backstage, back on earth again, the dressing rooms are gray. They come on strong, and it ain't too long before they make you feel like a man. But love is blind, and you soon will find just a boy again. Ooh la la. Ooh la 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 la. When you want her lips, you get a cheek. Makes you wonder where you are. Want some more, she's fast asleep, leaves you twinkling with the stars. Poor young grandson, there's nothing I can say. You'll have to learn just like me, and that's the hardest way. I wish that I knew what I know now. When I was younger, I wish that I knew what I know now. When I was stronger, I wish that I knew what I know now. When I was younger, I wish that I knew what I know now. When I was stronger. Ooh la la. Ooh la 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 la. Ooh la la. Ooh la la.
No matter where I go or what I do, there she is again.